This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McNair is warming up the pan for some spring rhubarb.
Yes,
Forced rhubarb.
Forced rhubarb, yeah. So this is the lovely, just at this time of year. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the good old raunchy summer rhubarb.
Raunchy rhubarb.
You know, it's raunchy.
I have to say, in all the years, it's not an adjunct that I've used in association with rhubarb.
It's got a bit of life about it. It's a bit, you know, it's a bit exciting. But this one is very delicate. So let's say
demure.
I think I'm more like the summer rhubarb. This would be more of a supermodel rhubarb.
Okay, you know? This would be like Ascot. Yes, this would be like Ascot rhubarb.
It'd be like one of Kira's hats. Yeah, whereas I'd be more of a flat cap or you know, a grey one.
So we're
concentrating on this time, because at this time of year I just love it. I think it just brightens up the day, doesn't it? You know, this, I just, and it's here, it's around for about 6 weeks. You can get it all year round, but it'll come from Holland. But at this time of year, you get it's from England, or they actually can get Irish forced rhubarb now, which is a new thing. I remember doing it years ago myself, actually, and you get this big, like a terracotta pot, and it's like, you know, like it's about, you know, about the height, comes up to your chest, that height, and you put that over the top of it, and
so
you force
filling
it up,
the rhubarb then into thinking.
Fill it in, and then they have these sheds in Yorkshire, and you can actually hear them creaking. The actual rhubarb, you know, and so it's just lovely.
When did your obsession with rhubarb actually begin?
When I lived in Manchester, actually, I did actually, because it was and there was a variety called Timperley, which is near where I live. So it was I just love it. I think it's my favourite ingredient, and
does our rhubarb, if I have rhubarb grown in the garden and just putting the compost or manure or whatever on it and growing it and growing it and growing it, when does that rhubarb be ready?
That's summertime, yeah. Sort of July.
So this
July-ish.
Is a wee chance to get a taste
this
of summer.
This is just a nice
at
bit
the beginning of spring.
It's not as robust, but it's got that the beautiful flavour. And rhubarb is an Asian vegetable, so it'll take up flavours like, you know, it's good with other flavours. So I'm pairing it with
ginger,
rhubarb and ginger, perfect. Actually, lemongrass, if you poach it with a wee bit of lemongrass. I've done it with orange, John. So
oh,
all I did was just zest and juice of an orange, sugar and the rhubarb, and just cook it gently in a pan. Just nice, and it's that lovely, look at that colour. It's just beautifully pink, and it's actually not unlike your hat, isn't
it?
I don't want to ruin your good hat. If you had a hat to wear with that rhubarb, with that Kira's hat, that lovely mauve hat.
Yeah. Spill it down your dress.
So that's already done, John. So that's all cooked and cool. And then I made some meringues. So these are coconut meringues. So again, just a meringue. So egg white, whisk it up, and then mix, add your sugar, and then desiccated coconut. And the desiccated coconut gives you that lovely chewy meringue, which
lovely.
I know, nice and...
Yeah.
You get nice crisp on the outside, but when you cut into this, it'll be lovely and chewy, which I really like. So, and then plum and rhubarb go well together, and plum and orange go well together, plum and coconut go well together. So this is all, I've done research this week to make sure all these flavours work
mix
well.
Mix and match.
Yeah, so what I did was, and why I did this was because I had some plums in the fridge that were, you know, they were getting there.
Mm-hmm.
They're still okay, but I didn't want to waste them. Yeah, hanging in there. So just I cooked them down with some sugar and then blended that up. And if you sort of ripple that through some whipped cream.
So you get this kind of
raspberry
ripple cream.
So you get a kind of a plum ripple. So what we do is just a nice
Is that
hot,
frozen or is that?
No, it's just fresh cream and just a nice hot spoon. Just dip your spoon into and then just curl that over, right? So that's your...
That wee... I love... You see, that's the... Quenelle. That's the art. Wow. A quenelle.
Or a rocher, if you do it in a rocher.
It's
yeah,
like
if you
that
do
it wee... I don't know what... Just like, it's like a wee small stone-shaped...
That's it. Just a wee egg shape, isn't it? Yeah.
Of cream sitting on top of the
coconut
meringue.
The key is to dip it into boiling water and then just scoop it out. And then a scoop of the orange-scented rhubarb on top of that.
Orange-scented rhubarb and plum cream. On top of a coconut meringue.
Looks good.
Wow, it looks good.
Do you know?
There you are.
Spring's not bad. I kind of like spring so far.
So that's, and the other thing, if you just want to make that rhubarb up, I would advise you to make a lot of that rhubarb. You'll make the rhubarb up and bottle it, a nice sterilised bottle, and then you have it all year round. And there's nothing as nice, sort of come November when
Is
you get the nice...
Is it because early in the year that that's so light,
it's so delicate.
I mean, it's light
it?
And it's floral,
it's beautiful
and fragrant. And
would it go on a slice of soda?
Yes,
well,
it would,
John. Yeah,
yeah, it would actually. Nice bit of toasted soda, some of that there. Number. Yeah, everything goes well in a bit of toasted soda, John.
Or actually,
it?
You could do the cream, do like a cream scone. You could have a cream toasted soda,
bit of
cream
rhubarb,
on top of it, and then your wouldn't that be lovely?
That compote would be nice with lots of things. It would be nice with a scone, a bit of cream. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice with just with some ice cream, just drizzled over some ice cream. That rhubarb as well is actually nice with savoury things. So, if you have a bit of mackerel, I was down in St George's Market this morning, the beautiful new season mackerel,
delicious.
And the rhubarb, just cook it down into a puree. Really beautiful.
Yeah.
The nice zingy rhubarb cuts through the mackerel. And if you have a wee bit of cardamom in that, just brings it out too. So I see this time of year, honestly,
winter's gone.
It's my obsession. Yes, look at that there. That's spring.
Absolutely,
it's just, and it's nice. It's St Bridget's Day. It's the start of the spring. Mm-hmm. So there we are. We're
Love
good.
It.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.